First of all, from our family, thank you for your generosity and supporting and in the ministry of the church. Lance, you are here. Do you have the stuff back there ready to go? You're ready to go? Okay, so but I'll just say thank you for generous gifts for Christmas, and we enjoyed our time in California and our travels with family and different things going on there, but we're just grateful to have our church here and your support and your prayers with us, so I want to make sure I thank you on that. We just had our first, semi-first choir practice, so we're going to have a choir cantata for the Easter service coming up here, Resurrection Sunday in April. We're going to start meeting in 2 weeks will be the next practice here, not next week, but the week after that, 4:30 in the afternoon. So I know there's some families or newer families that have come to the church that have sung before, were interested in singing, and just let us know. Talk to Karen Duffy. Where's Karen? She's not here. Steve's here. Okay. Talk to Steve. He'll get it to his wife. Hopefully we'll make sure he does. So, but yeah, we're looking to fill up the different spots there, the different parts, and I want to encourage you to come out for that. And with that, yeah, I'll save the rest for afterwards, but we want to start with our meeting coming to order. Let me pray for us, and then we'll begin, and I'll ask Lance to come up, and we'll start the first item here in the finance subject. Let's pray. Lord, I do thank you for this evening. Thank you for your blessing in the local church, your design and desire to build the local church, to have your name broadcast and proclaimed and represented in this world in these ways. And we're grateful to be a part of that. We'd ask that you would continue to work in our lives individually and as a corporate body, direct us and lead us in the way and the direction and the vision and plans and purposes in which you would want us to go. As we look at the different things that we have on our agenda, on what we've been doing this last year, what we want to accomplish this next year, may you be our guide in this. May you direct our hearts and our minds through this. And we also would desire, Lord, that your name be glorified and honored in our church, that we be known as those who serve you, who obey you, who lift you up high, that we might be a Christ-centered church, a God-centered church with a high view of you and your name and your word. And may you continue to teach us and edify us and sanctify us in that way as a body of believers. We're thankful for the things we'll see tonight and in review from this last year, and grateful for the opportunities that lie ahead for us over the next months and into the summer and the rest of this year. So lead us, Lord, and direct us and bless your efforts here for your name's sake as I pray. Amen. All right, Lance, why don't you come up and give us a explanation for our financial.
I have
got to speak into that.
Okay, thanks. I have an updated table that Justin's going to help me pass out here. From March 1 to December 2019, our total general fund giving was $218,000. Total budgeted giving for that period was $205,000. So our giving was about $13,000 over our budgeted amount. And then Total spending was $187,000, and so our spending was about $30,000 less than our general fund giving, but that will catch up. We'll catch up to our budgeted amount by the end of March, or be very close to it in spending. In addition to general fund giving, we had about $15,000 in special offerings, and I break that out later. So here's a monthly snapshot of general fund giving from January to December. And you can see on average it was about $21,000 a month. And our budgeted amount each month is about $20,000. This year it'll be close to that as well. It'll be about $9,000 higher, so pretty close to the same. Approximate calendar year general fund giving, you can see over time. Our max was in 2013, and then 2014 we had a drop off, and this year is we've had increases since 2017, and this year is our average giving between 2018 and 2019 was about $249,000. Here's the special offering giving over March through December. And I'll finalize this with Josh just to make sure I've not double counted anything, and with Eric. And then at the end of February, we'll try to put out numbers for the year so you can just see where we were at for that fiscal year. Several of these ministries are ministries that we've given to in a particular month, or maybe for 2 months, or maybe a special offering for some other purpose. So that's the giving. Our savings accounts right now, our current balances in the savings accounts, you can see here. And some of these, Josh could provide more information, but some of these, like the evening offering account, I grouped evening offering and special offerings together. So some of that probably is yet to be paid out. It's already designated for a particular group. But if you have questions on that, Josh could answer it. And then we have various CDs that we have in savings, but together we have about $130,000 in savings. We've got about $37,000 in a building fund and medical fund for both pastors. We have about $5,000. Checking account, $23,000. So that's this looks pretty similar to the last few years. We haven't really drained down savings that much. We did a little bit over the last couple of years, but not much. So that's sort of the giving and the giving over time. In terms of our proposed budget, this year our proposed budget is about $9,400 more than our budgeted amount last year. The differences come in increases in utilities, office supplies, and janitorial supplies. I put a little bit more detail here in the memo. One of the items is we want to update the wireless mic that's several years old and get one that's rechargeable so we don't have to worry about batteries running out and then remembering to put in new batteries, and so that will be a little bit, and then janitorial and kitchen supply increases, and then church ministries, roughly $1,500 increase in various categories, and then pastoral compensation. Every year we adjust for inflation, and we look at the change in the Anchorage Consumer Price Index from year to year, and we adjust up by that amount. And then When we can, we like to adjust up a real increase as well when we can, as opposed to waiting for 5 years, which is what we had to do in the past, and then try to do one lump sum increase every 5 years or something. It's better to do it every year. So this year we're adjusting up 1% in real wages, and then inflation 2.6%. So compared to last year, you can see the two. I've got on your table, you can see the difference over time if you want for those different categories. And you can see our budgeted amounts over time. We really, from 2015 down, we really ratcheted it down quite a lot. So these increases in church ministries are not even back up to where we were at the time. And then if we looked at real budgeted amounts, this is just the current amounts, but if I adjusted for prices. So for instance, one of the reasons our budgeted amount is higher this year is because we're adjusting pastoral wages for inflation. So if we were to adjust for prices across, this would look even lower relative to that year. Any questions on budgeted amounts or this year's budget or giving or anything like that? So the finance committee is made up of these people. Chet does the deposits and prepares the annual giving statements. Josh does bill pay, reimbursements, and also does some record keeping and uses the church budgeting software. What's that called, Josh? It's one of the main, it's a pretty standard program a lot of places use. And Eric does bookkeeping and record keeping in a different system, so it's kind of a check using an Excel system versus the record keeping system that Josh is using. But Eric does the monthly updates of giving and spending in all the different categories. Sue does payroll for the pastors and for the administrative assistant. And Steve does a variety of things, as do I. And that's sort of the composition of the committee. We plan to meet this year three or four times outside, preparing for the annual meeting to talk about some various budget-related things. So if you think there's some budget-related things that we should be addressing, let us know, and we'll try to add that to the agenda. So that's all. Thank you again for your generous giving over the last year. It's a blessing this year that we see a surplus, and we're not having to worry about making additional cuts and that kind of thing. So thank you for your sacrificial giving. And any comments or questions? No? Okay. So, all righty. I will pass it off here.
All right, Lance, thanks. As we look at those financial numbers, of course, we're thankful the Lord providing, the Lord giving us opportunity. And we've had an increase of folks coming into the church as opposed to those leaving or moving and whatnot. So we're blessed by those as well, but the Lord has been blessing us and taking care of us and providing needs, and it's good to see us in the black this year by a fairly significant amount, and we're grateful for that. One thing that reflects, though, that has happened in the last year, I think it's been this last year, now that I think about it, we've had three of our missionaries. We had been supporting about six, officially speaking. And we added one with the Hulks, but actually seven of them, because I could see five back there. but three dropped off by way of retirement, two of them, or dropping out. And so our giving in the missions budget or category there took a significant drop as to what we had committed to as a congregation. So that, I guess, enabled us, as you saw, the numbers were dropping through the years of spending and giving. The dropping or the retiring of missionaries actually enabled us to stay above board on that. But we do want to focus on missions again here and increase our giving and increase who we can give to and looking at more missionaries. So that will be something we'll be praying about as the Lord continues to provide, that there be doors open for those opportunities to take on for the missionaries for our church. Okay, so just to kind of give you that as a heads up. So any other questions or any thoughts about mission or about the budget before we could take a vote here? All right. Good. Well, we'll vote in this new budget, which, as Lance said, is about a $9,000 increase from last year's. That still brings us under where we are currently at by way of where the trend is for the end of this last year, 19 to 20. If we stay on course like that, we should be fine in meeting that budget next year if the giving remains the same. So we'll take this vote. It'll be a hand vote here. Those of you who are members and the quorum of church members that are here, and we'll vote yay or nay on that. So let's go with that. So for this year's new budget, starting March 2020, March 1st through next year, those who are in favor of approving this budget, go ahead and raise your hand. Okay, and put your hand down. Now those who are not in favor of that, would rather we go back to the drawing board and try again, go ahead and raise your hand. Okay, so we have a unanimous vote on that, and we'll approve that budget. All right. Now we move into the leadership side, the deacons and elders. I've got some stuffed voting pages here, so we have to pass these out for people to vote. I do not have pencils, so you have to figure that one out for you. Scott Bleeker has been on a sabbatical from the elder board in the last year or so. He's ready to come back on. We voted him back into a full-time elder participation meetings and on that. So that's something we have approved. Now we want to, according to our bylaws, reaffirm or vote in the deacons that are on the list there. There's six deacons, and every year we reaffirm those who are continuing on. So we have Ben Ibert, Lance Howe, Grant Tatchy, Steve Johnston, Steve Duffy, and Phil Johnston. Any pencils or pens that you want there to vote? And we'll vote on this rather than a show of hands. We'll this private vote you can mark. Right, and a few minutes, a couple of you guys can get around and gather those up, and we'll take that count and give you the final voting numbers on that. All right, so let's move now to our third category, the ministries of our church, some updates, and and a few things to announce or at least give you the heads up on that. I want to start with the missions policy or missions focus. As I said, we had been operating now and serving these missionaries, giving to them, and the giving of that financial or the numbers have been dropping. And part of that has been in the last year losing a number of those that we have been supporting for probably a good 20 years, some of them 20 to 30 years. So we've had some retirements in that. But in the midst of this last year, we felt the need and felt the Lord was putting it on our heart here to amp up our stewardship and to address the area of missions. How are we serving our missionaries? How are we achieving the Great Commission as a church and our involvement in that? And just trying to get some clarity there, some biblical directive and correction there, and improving on that. And so we'd thought that through. We'd prayed about that. We did some teaching on that and some Sunday evening messages. And then we brought up David Mead, who is director of Pro Tempore International, which is a missions agency that teaches churches and helps us. And he was helping us kind of get some direction and some focus. And part of that would be to establish a missions policy. We're in the process of doing that. And over this next year, our plan is to finalize that policy, get a direction and a focus as to what we want to do, what we think we need to do to be faithful regarding missions. And part of that would be to bring together a team, which we'll call the missions team, a few folks here, members of our church, that will gather together and say, all right, you're going to take on this role for us. We'll have an elder on that board, and we want to see this really done well with some attention and some care, kind of like a missions committee, though I think we're just going to get away from the word committee, and we'll just say a missions team. So our plans are to bring that together and form that team, and in the same time provide a foreseeable budget and a management of the monies that will go towards missions and figuring out how we're going to do that and what that will mean. And so we'll kind of make this its own, I guess, subgroup of the budget or of our leadership approach to doing ministry, and delegate some responsibilities to that team, and we want to see things done well. We're committed to becoming a better steward in this area, and we think and we've been advised that would be a good start. Developing the guidelines, get some visions and goals, increase our giving would be good, increase the number of missionaries we're supporting and exposing you to and them to us and this mission team. The goal of that is, of course, to have a better relationship, one in which they will see our church as one of the most important on their list back home, that is caring for them, praying for them, providing for them, thinking of them, communicating with them. And that'll take some effort here, and that's why we want to at least begin to develop that and go in that direction. So just wanted to communicate that with you and where we're heading over this next year. And we hope to see an increase of our involvement and commitment towards that from the board to the members. And this isn't going to be the elder board doing this. We want this to be yours and folks in the congregation to take ownership of this. So we want to encourage that. That would also include involvement into Bush, Alaska, and leadership development, the Bible Camp, Cochrane Hills, relationship building with different folks in this area in our state. We see a great need there, and it's been on our heart to find a way to get into that and have more influence there. So there's a lot involved with that, and we can talk a long time. But that's that first thought there. There's nothing new right now that we're going to throw on you. This is a plan that we're moving ahead towards and taking the first steps to build on, and over the next year we'll see something solidified here and develop for us to really work with. Okay? So any questions about that or thoughts or comments? Wow. Lots of silence. I mean, are you interested in that? Excited about that? Does that seem like, wow, you guys are asking too much or taking on too much here? Okay. All right. Some of you went to the Pro Tempore conference we had, the missions conference. So is there any takes from that or any thoughts from that that you can share with us? You don't know him. Yeah.
Talking to David B was cool just to hear how they have teams set up to support each missionary and they meet their needs when they're home and they, I mean, there's buy-in, there's skin in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, there really is. You want to buy into this. You want to buy into what's going on here. And when we look at scriptures and describing the relationship from the local church to the missionaries out there, the term that Paul uses is that partnership. As if we're there, your partner with you. We may not be there, but we're there in spirit. We're there in prayer. We're there in support. We send people to you. You come home and talk to us. So there really is that mentality, at least in Paul's ministry. We would love to see that in our end. Yeah.
Is this also going to be the same committee or team of people that's going to be doing like the vetting process?
They would have some responsibility for sure in that. This is not I want to join the missions team because I got three friends of mine that I think our church should take on as members. There's a vetting. And part of that will be the policy we'll put into play and developing a vision and a goal. Okay, what type of missionaries do we really want to look after? What type of ministries do we want to be a part of? And they would, the team would be delegated with an authority there to be able to vet that out, look that, and find the right people and turn, and it may be turning some people away who call the church, and they do. They call us all the time. Someone's coming from whatever ministry, and they got something they want to share to our church. Well, we got to make a decision there, and that's what this team will be a part of. Okay? And that's the key word, is stewardship. We want to be good stewards. Yep. And a steward of what we're doing with that money and that relationship that God has brought to us. So, good. All right? Okay. Well, let's move down the list here. Nursery. How's the nursery going? All right, you're the nurseryman. Here. If you can come up and contribute, make sure you speak into the mic. We want to record everything. So,
my wife wishes she was here. We've got one who's not doing well at home. But she said the nursery is running smoothly. She's thankful for all the faithful volunteers. She said last year she requested more babies, and a number of you were happy to comply. And so she's enjoying having the nursery, the baby side of it, and it's working well. She wants to thank all the people involved with the heating system. They're greatly appreciating a warm nursery, and so thank you for that. And, of course, it'd be great to have more volunteers. If you'd like to help out with the nursery and give us a break for those who are faithfully serving, and she said men, the little ones really enjoy having men in there. So, men, if you'd like to volunteer for nursery, she would love to sign you up for that. And if you'd like to donate anything, please talk to her as far as any consumables or things that are used regular, or if you want to make a refreshment of toys or new toys, talk to Sonia. But she says, once again, thank you to everyone who's serving in nursery, and as of right now, it's running smooth. So that's the nursery report.
Anybody want to contribute to that? What happened to Bob? Where'd Bob go? There's Bob. We're talking about getting a thermostat in the nursery, right? So there's a plan there. Right now, the thermostat for that heat is right there in the hallway, and it doesn't make a lot of sense to us. And we got a new heating system and a new way in which things are going to be heated and all sorts of new stuff going on. And one of the goals is in our projects here is to get a thermostat moved over into that nursery area so that you can control it from there. But I think maybe one thing that Bob keeps bringing up, and now I'm a lot more alert to that, is these new paneling, whatever they're called here on the side where the heat comes from, there is a fin there that opens and shuts. If it's shut, you ain't getting heat, and it's not causing what needs to happen there. If it's open, then there's circulation, and that's the effectiveness of that. So keep that in mind for when you're around the room and whatnot, or different rooms. Okay, anything else you want to add to that? Yeah, so open it up because you got to get the air flowing in there in order to get the radiated heat moving around. So, okay. Okay, so that's nursery. Children's ministry. Scott, you got some things to tell us?
I guess thank you for providing the children as well, like the babies for the nursery. Thank you for that. So I'm also the church children's ministry director. So if you guys do have any questions about children's ministry, questions about serving at all, what's going on, you can let me know. The biggest thing I want to say is just thank you to all those who are involved in children's ministry, sacrificing of their time and loving on our kids to teach them God's word. It's a big thing, and so if you haven't thanked your Sunday school workers recently for your kids, please make sure to do so. It kind of runs itself. You've got a bunch of faithful people who are teaching God's word, and we all use the same curriculum, so that keeps us on track. If you as a parent would like to follow along with your kids, I highly encourage that. You can get this home version of the curriculum that helps you keep in touch with what's going on. Right now we're in the book of Genesis. What did we just learn about? Just please tell me, children. One kid needs to tell me. One little, you're not a kid, you don't count. Kids, what did you learn about today? Noah, okay. Excellent. Learn about Noah. That's where we're at. What else? We have restarted church family night. Now that I'm back, we're going to keep going with our parenting series for the teaching, keep rewarding the kids for their memory verses, and doing our review games. So please join us for that. The next church family night is the last Sunday evening of February, right? All right. That's about all I've got. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, thank you. I echo the thank you for serving in children's ministry and the opportunities there that you have to share the gospel, to teach the word, and to grow in even your teaching. Is a blessing for our church, which takes a little more with the kids. The Vacation Bible School, get you on the map now to what's happening or what's lying ahead. June 15 through 19 in the mornings will be scheduled this year. Our Vacation Bible School, the theme is called Mystery Island. It has to do with the one true God, so it's a theology themed about the sufficiency and uniqueness of God, of Scripture. So we'll be teaching through that. I've got the curriculum already. I got everything. So we'll be able to take a look at that and want to start filling some leadership positions, begin the process of preparation. So that I got a meeting I want to schedule on the 9th of February. So that's 2 weeks away. It'll be a quick meeting right after Sunday school. We'll get some sign-ups of who's going to do what needs are going to be there, what places or what positions that are going to be available, and how we're going to operate this Vacation Bible School. And we want to involve teens in this a lot more, so encourage the younger kids to be there and be part of that. Okay? Outreach, Bear Paw Festival. We have the booth for the Bear Paw Festival. The dates are there, July 9th to the 12th. We're going to have sign-up sheets for that to get you involved there, but just to let you know on that. And there's other forms of outreach going on. Got a group of folks that are heading over to, on a weekly basis, over to Planned Parenthood, at least a couple of kids, and Greg and others, and using that as an opportunity for evangelism. But we're looking to do that. Just keep that on in mind as you look ahead to the calendar. And then Cochran Hills Bible Camp, July 16th to the 23rd. That's what we have right now by the dates that we understand. And as Native Village ministries go, that's fluid. So we'll see how that works out. But right now it is 16th to 23rd. I don't know if that would change. We didn't get to do that this last summer, couple days before, because the fires caused the smoke and they had to cancel our elementary camp. This is an elementary camp that we'll be serving at this point, and we'll be putting together a team of leaders and staff involving both youth kids as well as parents or adults on this, probably looking at the numbers somewhere between 24 to 30 to staff the whole camp. And I don't know how many teens would be, at least eight to 16, if we could get one, at least one in each cabin. And there's, what we had last time was eight cabins, seven or eight, and there may be more if the camp grows. So you want at least one, maybe two teens in those cabins as camp cabin counselors and leaders. So certainly opportunities there. And we're doing fundraisers to help support that and provide for the staff to meet the needs. I don't know if the costs are any different than they have been in the past, but it's $500. So $500 is the cost to get you there, to fly you there, and also to pay for the food and whatnot that is needed. And that's fairly reasonable for that whole week. And it also, that cost also helps provide some scholarships for some other kids coming to the camp. So that's what that is. And we're looking to do that. And I'd like to at least set up a meeting, an initial meeting. We could do that on the 16th, the week after the 9th, on a Sunday. We had it last year, first meeting. We had it at, someone hosted that. We can arrange that and make something out if someone's willing to host a quick meeting. And we'll start ramping this up and getting some things in play. I've already got everything that we had done last year prepped out and scheduled out, and we'll just hopefully just take that and bring it right in this year, and then hopefully we got the same names, and if not, we'll find the right names in the right places to make that work. So we've already had some groundwork in play, picking up from last year's preparation for Bible camp. So, all right, any questions about that? All right, 16th of July to the 23rd. 16th, I believe, is a Wednesday. 23rd is a, how did that work out? Maybe it's a Thursday to Thursday, something like that. Yeah, Thursday to Thursday of that month. All right. Next one, music. All right, a few things just to throw out here for you. Always looking for some help, recruit some help for sound booth, technology. We got to purchase some new sound equipment, especially this headset right here that's been taped up and damaged and bent and whatever. This is an old set here, and it runs by a battery, and we're replacing the battery. It's still alive, so holding on tight. But we're looking to get that replaced, so that's an expense we'll have this year. And we've had expenses here and there. But just to fill you in where that is, we got choir, we've had bells, we have quartets that we would like to do. So there's opportunities here to serve, to be involved. I also would like to at least open up the idea here of developing our website a little bit more. There's been suggestion to open up a sermon audio account, take all the sermons that we got on our website, move them over to the sermon audio app on the computer, on the internet. If we could have someone be willing to do that, that would be great. Maybe even make ourselves a little more visible in social media areas. There's a lot of options here, and I don't know what this has to do with music necessarily, but it's connected to our worship time. Instruments, if you play instruments, if you got some skills here, we'd love for you to participate and talk to me about that and contribute your skills. And we would like to also develop some more I guess, band or music team, maybe get a second team. We can have some things going on here so it's not just one group doing it every week. Maybe get some, get more people involved in that way. So there's options there. And music director, I'm the pastor. I've been leading it for last 2 years, but to get a music director, someone to fill that role would be wonderful, and pray for that. And if you know someone that you think, I think this person would be willing and would want to do that, great, talk to me and we'll see what we can do. So that's my thoughts on the music at this point. All right, yes?
Music director has to be a man.
Yes. Okay. Anything else? Music? Volunteer at this point. It could be a paid position. At this point, I don't know if our budget would allow for paying for that position, but certainly it's something that, that would be a goal. All right. Okay. Let's move on to the youth ministry. I'll let Greg come back up and give a short spiel to the rest of you.
So let's back up just a little bit to the outreach again, because you know that's part of my passion is outreach. Just to remind you, Bear Paw Festival, I know it's a long way away, it's in July, but it's 4 days long this year. So we're going to need extra help this year. So if you haven't participated in Bear Paw and you're like, hey, I'd like to get my feet wet first, come talk to me. I'd love to take you out. I go to UAAs in the afternoons on Thursday or I go over to Planned Parenthood. I'd love to bring you out and show you some evangelism and have you a little more comfortable with that. And as it warms up, I'm sure we can go out more in summer for other activities. But be marking your calendar. That's around the 9th through the 12th. And it's a great opportunity. And I noticed, I understand, as you're in a booth at the Bear Paw, I think in the last 15 years I've been at the Bear Paw, I've noticed just the way our culture's changed. People have gone from stopping to talk and come into the booth to really just walking by or seeing church and looking the other way. And that's not unusual. That's not unusual. But it's an opportunity for the gospel if you can make contact to direct them. And especially for teens. There's a lot of teens at Bear Paw that are walking around. If you're a teen and you're in the booth and you're have a smile and are willing to talk with people, it's a great opportunity for the gospel. It is. The other thing Pastor Dan had mentioned, Planned Parenthood. We are going to Planned Parenthood. I've been there the last 2 months on Thursdays because that's a surgical abortion day. And on Thursdays at 10:30, I'm there out in front, and we have signs, and I try to talk to people and convince them not to murder the babies. And then we go on every other Saturday is a surgical abortion day also. So this Saturday, we'll be there out at 10 o'clock if you'd like to bundle up and be there. We'd love to have you there. At some point, we as believers are all pro-life. We truly are. But to be there and actually be able to talk to someone or to hold a sign and to show that we don't stand for what's going on there. And of the times I've been there, there's been one other time anyone's been there. One time, there was two Catholic ladies out of the 2 months I've gone. So it's a wide open door. This last week, I'm not going to say it won't break your heart, because it will. It will. But this last week, there was a car that pulled in with a couple in the front and a girl in the back, which is usually evidence that they're going to drop someone off. And we were there, and they pulled through and left. I just smiled and rejoiced. But there's opportunities there for the gospel. And though we want to see babies saved, there's opportunities to stand for what God says and to call out and see if we can help bring hope to somebody who's hurting and life to those. So it's an opportunity. Come talk to me about it, but I'd love to have you there with me. All right, and with the students. Thank you, students, who have been coming. There's a number of you guys who've been there. It was... between 11 and 5 below the last few times we've been there, but God is faithful. He's kept us warm, and there's a lot of people who honk, and there's a lot of people who count to one, so you'll see them both. All right, youth ministry update. It's been an exciting year of youth ministry. I've enjoyed seeing God grow our students and their love for the Lord. I think the highlights of this last year, Camp Regen was a highlight. I think it was a highlight for all the students who went. Obviously, the games were a blast. I was just thinking this morning, the times of worship were amazing, especially when they just did an unplugged time and we all were singing. And we had a couple students who had just come to the faith in Christ who were singing, really worshiping the Lord for the first time. It was an amazing time. And from that, what do we have? 6 students obey the Lord in baptism this last year. So it's really encouraging to see a spiritual hunger in our students. It comes up in the small groups. It comes up just in their love for the Lord. I see kids that stay awake during the messages and take notes instead of doodling and things like that. But that's an encouragement to see that God is working in the students of our church. And serving, they're so willing to serve and clean trashes on Wednesday or do VBS or do childcare for the outreaches or the fundraisers. I love to see our students serving in these ways. We also collected, 12 boxes for the Samaritan's shoebox collection in December from the students. That was neat to see. And then Cochran Hills, obviously. We had many students signed up this last year before God providentially allowed it to be canceled because of the fires, but we'll look forward to serving again there. We're continuing on in our exposition of God's Word. We're going through the Gospel of Mark, really the Go Gospel. And I haven't been going as fast as I'd like to because Mark certainly is going fast. But we're going through Mark on Sunday mornings, and it's been challenging to look at who Jesus is. On Wednesday nights, we're continuing the book of Acts, and we're just starting the defenses of Paul's faith and ministry. So we're in Acts 22 now. And we're gearing up for a retreat coming up March 12th through 14th. It's going to be at St. Teresa's again up in Wasilla. We're going to be studying the subject of worship, and Scott Bleeker is going to speak alongside of me. So that'll be fun to hear from Scott. So that'll be coming up March 12th through 14th. It'll be about $80, but we can offset that with the first fundraiser, which is on February 14th. It's our game and dessert night fundraiser. The students will help with childcare because I know they always love to watch their siblings and other people's kids, and it's always good. I'm seeing murmurs back over here, but it's a wonderful night. It's always, we'll have it all decorated in here. It's a wonderful night of fun and fellowship, and there'll be some food and maybe some green food for me, but we'll have some good desserts too. So that's on the 14th, and that'll go towards the funding the winter retreat. There'll be a yard sale on the first weekend of June 5th and 6th, with the proceeds going to the mission trip. So those who would like to be on the mission trip, please come and serve there, and we'll send off the team on the missions trip. We have about $400 left over from last year from the trip that didn't go. The rest was all refunded to people, so we're building on that for this next year. Cochran Hills, as you know, is the 16th through the 23rd, and mark your calendar for that. You will not want to miss serving the Lord up in Cochran Hills and giving of yourself and your blood to the mosquitoes. But it'll be good. It'll be a time of an exhausting week, a wonderful week, but the relationships you'll build during that week will continue on. Even now, I'm get texts and Facebooks and different things from different people that are connected through there. So those are just ways that to serve the Lord together. We're continuing to focus on having some hang times, having some times of fun or get-togethers. There's going to be a movie night on February 1st at the Sims' home, and so we're going to do that. That's a Saturday evening. So movie and popcorn over there. If you would like to spice up your life and invite the teens over, we'd love to come over. If you have a favorite game, family game, or something you like to do, or hey, we want to cook pizzas together. I remember that was one of them. Or we want to take them to the range, right, men? Teach them all how to shoot. We'd love to do that. Let me know if you have an idea for that. Or in the spring, if you'd love to have the youth ministry come over and help clean your yard or something like that and do service opportunities. We enjoy serving in those ways too. But most of all, continue to be praying for the youth, praying that the Lord would do his work in their lives. This is our church, and they are the church. And so we look forward to how God draws them to himself, and pray that God continues to draw many to repentance and faith in him. I think that's about all I got. So any questions? Yes. Yes. Ice cream. Okay. All right. Cool. That's likely this winter. So, all right, we'll look forward to that time.
All right. How blessed we are to have climate change, right? And the kids are learning about climate change. Noah was all about climate change. So, all right. Are we on here? Women's ministry. Anything to say, women's ministry, other than the retreat? Conference. Not retreat. Conference. Yeah, conference coming up here. Martha Peace, is there anything you want to add that is not, that needs to be announced? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, go ahead. We need registration.
Well, that was as of the end of December when Evergreen was. So this month might be more. What was it?
Right, yeah. All right, so, okay, there you go. Get on it. Matt, yeah.
In regards to the conference as well, if you've got friends or people who are attenders at other churches within the area, even as far away as like Kenai, Slot, and Homer, invite them. I mean, it's definitely worth. We are going to have some child care. I know there's been a lot of poo-pooing that idea, but I will be down there, and Lord have mercy on them. But if any of the men of the church would like to partake in that, it's a ministry that's the only way that we can be part of the conference. But we can support the women of our church, and churches, you need to hear it. We've got a lot of women who are being invited, and we've got children, but husbands who aren't around, husbands who are on the slope, men who have left them. So we need to love those women by supporting this ministry so that they can attend and have their kids taken care of. It's not a way for Wildwood kids to be babysat. It's more of a way for us to reach out for those who need to have it, but we're happy to help in any way we can. So if you're a man or a teenage boy who'd like to help, talk to me and we'll figure something out.
Okay. All right. Britt.
There was some talk about live streaming that. Are we still wanting to try to facilitate a live stream of the conference as well?
That would not be my decision.
I think it'd be up to Martha, actually.
Yeah. Follow that up. Or there's the question. Everybody heard it. So those who know where to go with that, follow that up. Yeah. All right. Well, let me throw out also intentively planning a men's retreat here, looking at probably May 8 and 9. 8 and 9 could change there depending upon other factors, but that's in the tentative side. I'll get a sign-up sheet for you on that, May 8th and 9th, and it'll be locally here at a retreat center. So, okay. What am I missing here? Building, refurbishing team. Entropy, you've heard of that in physics, I think, right? Entropy will catch up to us. And many rooms and walls and ceilings and fixtures show that. The earthquake happened over a year ago and proved that entropy can happen a lot quicker than we would think. So this building is, there's a lot of things that are decades old that haven't even been touched. In the 21 years now, actually, that I've been here at this church, I know that ceiling right here hasn't had a spot of paint on it for the last 21 years. The walls in this side once. We put a whole new roof on. I felt, all right, we got a new roof on. We're all good. But that was back in, I think, 2002. I think that was the date, 2002. So it's 18 years ago. Things are going to fall to pieces eventually. So in that, you can't assume this building is forever. I mean, this is going to come to pieces. We got to get paint. We got to get some things refurbished. We're grateful to see in the past probably 10 years, we've had the nursery redone a couple times. The bathrooms are redone. They're kind of updated. We've had paint that's been put on the walls in some of our youth rooms and downstairs, but a lot more needs to be done. We've had this carpet replaced. These chairs were a while ago. They are holding up pretty well. I'm really surprised about that. I've seen some coffee stains here and there, though, but that's on you. But the carpet, if you notice over here and you walk down that aisle right about 20 feet from now, the seam is tearing apart. Things got to be taken care of at some point. Downstairs, there's been talk about, okay, well, can we replace that carpet before the women's conference with some flooring? And if that's a priority, if that's what we want to go with, then we're going to need to do some things. So what I wanted to do is, like we said, with a missions team, now let's deal with a refurbishing building team. Get some people together who have some know-how, have some skills, have a little bit of knowledge in interior decorating, what looks good, what colors look right. Not just take whatever is the cheapest thing on the market and it clashes with everything else. At least put a little bit of that talent together and a team together to make some decisions about that. We already have with our deacons some plans about fixing things and getting after some things. Steve Duffy is on that. We've made a list of some things that need repairs. There's more that needs to be repaired. The earthquake damage has not been repaired fully yet. That back wall in the foyer is going to need some work, and we're going to get on that. New paint, drywall, flooring. The heating system we've had replaced, but not the entire system. There's still portions of it that are old that are going to need to be updated, so that could be down the line here too. There's some costs that go with that. Old lighting in the hallways and different rooms. They walk around, what's old, what's the old, you know, fluorescent stuff that wears out and costs money and whatever, and the new stuff that should be longer lasting and save us some money. There's a lot of that needs to happen. I know in the nursery those lights need to be replaced. Updating this whole part here. There's a lot of old stuff, and we can leave it as it is and let it deteriorate, or we could put a fresh coat of paint on it and maybe replace some things that need replacing. So with that in mind, there's just some decisions that need to be made there, and a team could be helpful that we come together, kind of figure out some priorities, figure out where our money is at. We got, as you saw, $37,000 in our building fund. We don't want to blow it all in one, you know, blast of new stuff, because we used $16,000 this year to pay for that new heating system, and that was needed. We had to do that because the old one was basically done, and wires were fried and stuff was happening and it was costing us money. So we need some money there for some backing at least, but we do have money. We want to commit towards helping refurbish and update our building in some places, and maybe there's some phases we can take. But I'd like a team to get together and maybe plan that out and map that out, develop some priorities, take some affordable steps, and especially a team made up of those who have an eye for some interior design and building types of quality. Okay, so just making that pitch for you. If you're interested in that, talk to me, and we'll work towards that. Any comments or questions or thoughts about that? Any disagreement on that? Think, don't touch that money. We want to keep it in the bank for the next 20 years and see it grow in that incremental amount of a dollar a year, I guess. It might be shrinking. I think our inflation's passing up what is the interest rates in the banks at this point. But okay. And I'm looking at, Lance threw that up there. We have the normal annual budget, and we try to operate our budget based upon the annual giving. So whatever we project out has been the history of giving by average. The budget is aligned towards that. Now, on top of that, or aside to that, is what is over there in the undesignated funds or designated funds side, where you have the CDs. There's two CDs, about $47,000, $48,000 sitting in those, earning, again, incremental little pennies. We have some savings. We have some money that has been growing over there, and it says $235,000, but actually the types of monies that are sitting and not reserved for something specifically that is going to be paid out, like, for example, our evening offerings. The monies are probably closer to $200,000. So we have some money there that should give us some reassurance to say, hey, if there's some needs here that have to happen, we got something to fall back on. So I'm just pitching that out there for you. This is not something that we actually have to take up an offering, but we will. We could do that, and certainly would love you to get behind doing something that's necessary here to fix the building up. But this building's old, and it's needing some repairs in some places. And we may find, as we look at the earthquake damage and do some investigating, we may find some things that we didn't want to see. So we just got to keep that in mind as we work ahead. But we do need a team here and start looking at stuff. Okay? Yeah, Lance. Yeah, I don't know if that would have an effect on the handicap accessible side of it, what would be repairing earthquake. And looking at handicap and doing something like, we're basically updating this church to building code, and I could probably put a name on that. That was called the gold plan, because it would take a lot of gold to buy what we needed to do, whether it would be over here, putting an elevator here, or back there and creating this ramp, a ramp that in Alaska is not just a ramp, it's like a bridge, a covered bridge that you have in Vermont, but things like that would cost a lot of money. And if you do that, you also have to make the building inside accessible, bathrooms accessible, getting downstairs accessible. There's all sorts of things involved with that. I like the idea. It's just that's a very costly venture to go through, and I think I think we would be red flagged at this building. There's nothing here. This is all grandfathered, and if you want to do that, well, then you can just throw the grandfather idea out, and now we got a new building involved. So, I mean, that may be a little pessimistic about it, but we were looking a little bit like that years ago. Yeah, Josh. Called it the bag, all right.
And basically what we
And whatever excess by the by our income for like this year, if we go, we get more than what our budget calls for, there's going to be excess, then decisions can be made. What do we do with that excess? What accounts would we want to shuffle that over to? Building fund would be one of those that we would consider. So there's a way to build that up. And ideally, we're looking at, well, is it this building that we're going to update, or is it another building that we need to buy and just leave this grandfathered and sell it? That was one thought or one consideration, because the cost to do something here would probably be comparable to a brand new one somewhere else. But
so is it am I understanding this right? If we try to update one thing now, anything that was grandfathered is off and everything now has to be brought up to code?
Depends on what you mean by that.
Like if we were trying to make it handicap accessible, everything else relating to handicap accessible would be thrown out the window and everything that's wrong with the current building handicap accessible wise would have to be brought up.
From what I understand, yes. For something like that. Now the refurbishing I'm talking about is floors, painting, a little bit of that, it's just surface. That would not mean we would lose our grandfather status for this building. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So on that comment, I did go down to the zoning office and found out the facts on that matter. If we alter any of the exterior walls of the building, we lose our grandfather rights because we change the structure of the building itself.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as soon as you go beyond the foundation,
yes.
Now we've moved into a new ball game. So, and we now invite all the inspectors and building codes.
And it also includes the parking lot. The parking lot is actually a different property. We have two properties here. Our lot line stops at the end of the stairs, and then that's another property plat we have. So they're two separate things. If we cross that, then again, we lose our...
Like we build over into that.
Yes, correct.
That wouldn't mean paving. We've thought about paving that.
That one property versus paving this property.
Right, yeah. Okay. All right. Anything else to... Go ahead, Lance. Handicap accessible bathrooms.
Correct.
Yes. Lasso. Yeah.
There is repairs under the existing building code that, you know, you can maybe fix the ramp facility there. I mean, that you can do something without helping it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, welcome to that world. Okay. All right. Well, I think that's all I got on the list there. Are we left with any ushers? We need ushers. More ushers, ushering. We got ushers, right?
No.
Love. No?
No, we don't.
We don't have ushers.
But as we're full, we need people that will say,
Really?
Turn around and walk out. They didn't. There were visitors that didn't come in because we were full. So we need to encourage our own people to move forward, sit closer. And I'll even say, if you're one or two, don't sit in the biggest row. You know, try and sit next to somebody else in the smaller. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, fill them up and leave the bigger ones for the, I mean, you can fill up the long ones too, but just make sure they're full and it's not one or two. And so we need to be careful of that. And I think that there will be a need if we keep going like we've done in the last 3 months, 4 months, helping people find a seat and just encouraging you to move over.
Great. Okay.
We might even need to make an announcement, you know, that as you notice people coming in.
Make space, right. Mm-hmm. Right. So the ushers, we kind of have a loose ushering going on, you know, handing the different cards to new visitors. We want that first face and first presentation of the church there. That would be involved with that. Taking the offering would be part of that. But then when you have that complication, we're running out of space, there's a responsibility there. We need a few guys or a few folks who, this is your day, make sure, you know, your eyes are on what's going on in our seats. So we'll modernize our ushering for our church, okay? All right, so do we have the deacon's vote tab, right?
Overwhelming yes for all.
Okay, overwhelming yes for all. So all deacons are approved for this next year. Okay, and I guess the last thing, caffeine ministry. hopefully there's no conflict going on or whatever, but there are people who serve in all sorts of ways in our church, providing stuff within the kitchen there, coffee, which is very important for apparently most of us here, right? And other things. We have ministries to clean this church, sign up back there, take a week, come in here on a Friday or a Thursday or a Saturday or whatever before the Sunday. Vacuum, straighten things out, get stuff picked up so it looks nice. We don't hire a full-time or even a part-time janitor to do that. We are the janitors. So sign up for that. It's a great opportunity. We've kind of kept that tradition through the years. I haven't heard too much belly aching on that, so carry it on, and we would be blessed by that. And there's other ways to serve in the church, providing food for the youth group and volunteering in nursery, helping out in children's ministry. There's multiple ways, but just the little things like that, making sure the caffeine is infused into our blood on Sunday morning. Yeah, so. Okay. All right. All right, well, that's all I got for this year. Yes, Rebecca. Currently, there is nobody shelving the library books.
That room back there is filling up more with little ones, and I've noticed. And there's lots of crowding.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
since sadly, I would say since the earthquake, I'm not sure if everything got back to where it was. Yeah, the heating system also. We placed the heating system, and there was a bunch of stuff that got shuffled around. So it would be great to have someone or a group of people come in and volunteer a few hours here and there and get that back into play where we can all have access to the different books there, and they are available for you to check out and use them. So, okay? All right. All right, well, that seems to be good. We can adjourn the meeting as far as I know. We're good, unless there's something I forgot. Nothing I forgot? Ice cream down below, right? Yeah.
I did have one question with regard to the building team. Has anybody looked at or commented on the state of the cabinetry in the kitchen? Drawers
Right. Well, here's the status of the cabinets in the kitchen, 1970s.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so. And there's broken stuff. And, yeah. These lamps, 19, I don't know what they are, but they're not the 20th century or 21st century. So, I think they're past Alexander Graham Bell and the others who invented or found that, you know, they're back in style. Mm. I don't, any change like that, it sounds like a good idea, but it costs money. Building team, get together, make priorities, decide what would go good. Maybe work on one project at a time here, the floors downstairs, maybe the hallway and big room downstairs, get some painting done. So, yeah, okay. I'm the point of contact,
all right.
But I already got some names that I already said, hey, how about you do that? So if you want to join into that or participate in that, talk to me and we'll get you guys working together, okay? All right. Well, like I said, there is ice cream bars downstairs. That's why the kids have been waiting for, right? All right. So let me pray. Thank you again. And we'll adjourn the meeting here and grateful to serve you and serve with you and be part of this wonderful body of believers. Let's pray. Lord, we do thank you for your goodness to us. Grateful to see the different progress and the different things that you've placed on our heart, that you've met needs, that you've called us to and directed us to. We're thankful to be used by you and to serve, even in the little things like coffee and holding babies in the nursery and helping corral some kids in a Sunday school class. All these things are known by you and are for the sake of serving our King. And may he be honored and glorified through our ministry. Protect our ministry, Lord. Protect it from sin. Protect it from the leaven of sin. Protect it from evil that could easily take advantage of or move in and try to use such a place and such a group like this for their own evil ways. And we would ask that you would watch over these things and set a guard for us that we might serve you in integrity and serve you in holiness and in love and in the care and the kindness that would reflect the body of Christ and the people of God. We thank you for everyone who has served in some capacity, that you've laid it on their heart to give of their time, give of their money, give of their resources, give of their intelligence and their talents. All of this is, of course, important as how a body functions and operates. Our gifts that are given by you to be used for these purposes. Everything, Lord, is part of what is the local church and its function in serving and ministering. So we ask, Lord, that you continue to guide and direct and use us so that we can say and we can confidently come alongside each other and know we are serving our Lord. Thank you again for our evening and our day. I ask for your blessing through this week. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.